What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Alex Kazora. Matt Canada will be the Pittsburgh Steelers OC next year. Fine, I accept that. Really, I expected that and have since the season ended. It's a decision not worth griping over now, but there's one argument I sort of get, but mostly don't. Keeping him for the sake of continuity. The idea that, as Cordell Stewart and others have outlined, you can't change OCs for the sake of Kenny Pickett in messing up this offense. True, that may have been part of the Steelers' calculation. In fact, I think it was, wanting to keep a returning offense in line with a returning coordinator, everyone speaking the same language. And there is no question a new coach creates disruption to the flow and expectations, and there's growing pains that come alongside it. But I view that argument, don't change OCs for that reason, as the football equivalent of a sunk cost fallacy. We can't make a change. There's already so much invested. It's like me and my old McLumina. It breaks, I put money in to fix it. It breaks again, I put in more money. Rinse, repeat, instead of buying a new car. Pittsburgh is encountering the literal definition of that fallacy. It ignores the real calculation of the decision. Is Canada the right man for the job? Here's the thing. If he's not the right guy, and you're keeping him for the sake of keeping him, then you're delaying the inevitable. You'll just make the change a year from now, which feels like a real possibility given Canada's deal runs through next season, and that's when Pittsburgh makes coordinator changes, which can be more damaging because Pickett in this offense will be in the system for another year. The longer you're in it, the harder it is to unlearn it. And either way, Pickett will still have two coordinators in 3 years, so the math is the same. If the Steelers believe the youth movement of this offense will improve under Canada, that he was put in a tough spot last year and that's enough to keep him, fine. But if it's just to keep the status quo, it's a fallacy the team will pay the price for a year from now. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.